Well, thank you. Good afternoon, brethren. The word unity is used in messages and in our conversations from time to time, sometimes unified. I believe that was a factor in the naming of the United Church of God. I could be wrong, but at any rate, I think it's an important topic to look at. So that's the focus of my message today. The Webster's definition of unity is the quality or state of not being multiple or oneness, and a condition of harmony or accord. And three, the quality or state of being made one, as in unification. A few synonyms of the word unity are balance, cohesion, and proportion. In the Bible, the word unity is used four times. First in Job chapter 10, in verse 8. Job 10 and verse 8. Says, your hands have made me and fashioned me an intricate unity, yet you would destroy me. So in Strong's, it's actually translated roundabout, not unity, as in the other scriptures we're going to go to. The Strong's for unity in that scripture is 5437. And basically, they say it's mostly used as an adverb, which is really about or compass or on every side. Then again, in Psalms 133, verse 1, Psalms chapter 133, in verse 1, it says, behold, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. The Strong's translates that in that scripture as 1571. And it basically means alike or in like manner. And also it's translated 3162 as properly a unit, or alike, or at once, likewise, together. Then in Ephesians 4, chapter 3, chapter 4, verse 3, says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And once again, the translation in the Strong's is Greek for this, meaning it's 1775, means oneness, figuratively unanimity, or unity. And the last scripture is Ephesians 4:13, chapter 4 and verse 13. It says, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. So we see that the word unity comes up in four passages in the Bible. It's translated in different words, and yet, to me, they all pretty much mean the same thing. In fact, the unity seems to mean the same thing in the Webster's and the Bible. So how do we look at the word unity? How much importance do we place on it? I've got 3 points today that I hope will help us all to understand the importance of the word. And they come right from the scriptures we just read, actually, with the word unity in them. So, point number one is taken from Psalms 131 in verse 1. How good and how pleasant for brethren to dwell together in unity. Excuse me. Brethren, we don't live together, of course. However, we can strive to meet together more often, to communicate with each other more, to have people over more. We can't really get to know one another if all we do is maybe talk a little bit when we come to Sabbath services. You can't really get to know people then. You have to talk with people for a time, get to know their feelings about certain issues and spiritual things and stuff, so you can see what people, where people are coming from and draw closer together. To find out how, what kinds of things people are going through in their life. If we're going through different, we all are going through different things in this current life. If we don't get to know each other, we don't really know if there's something that we might be able to help out at or not. I'm talking to myself here, brethren. I know that I don't do this as much as I should or as well as I should, for sure. I tend to rationalize things some. I come up with excuses why I don't do this and stuff, which is not really an excuse. There's really not a good excuse for it. We should find a way to do it. I need to do a better job at that, period. Point number two is from Ephesians chapter 4 and verse 3. It says, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. We are all called into one body, one spirit, one hope of our calling. As it says in verse 4 of chapter 4, same chapter. Let's continue in 5 and 6. It says, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. And I think that pretty much sums it up. Point number three is from Ephesians 4, verse 13. Ephesians 4, 13, which reads, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. I don't think we can come to the unity of the faith if we are not practicing the first two points. And to the second part of the verse, to the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature and the fullness of Christ, how do we accomplish that if we don't come together and talk about and discuss spiritual things and concepts? Brethren, that can't be done simply by coming to Sabbath services or church. I'm not actually that fond about the word church, actually, myself. I think that's a bad translation. Actually, the right translation should be ecclesia, which actually means assembly or called out ones. But I digress. The point here, brethren, is if we talk about spiritual things and concepts, we can learn from one another and where one another is at. Like iron sharpening iron. We may be able to help one another, too, as it says, to come to a better understanding of the fullness of Christ. Brethren, we're ultimately to work out our own salvation. We know that. But we are also supposed to love one another, support one another, and be at one or in unity with one another, as God and Christ are in unity with one another. Christ said that we are also to be one as they are one. We can read that in John chapter 17. John chapter 17 and verse 11 says, "Now I am no longer in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to you, Holy Father. Keep through your name those whom you have given me, that they may be one as we are one." Brethren, we're going to have to endure some hard times ahead, some real hard times. God is ultimately the one who's going to see us through it all. However, I think that we need to count on one another also. The point of my message is to encourage us all to examine ourselves to see where we are in the process of unity, to see if there are some things that we can or should do better, that we are truly striving to becoming one with each other in the unity of the Spirit and ultimately with God our Father and our Lord Jesus Christ.